to the struggles of dispossessed and oppressed groups throughout our society. That's exactly what we began to do a year ago during the Occupy movement. So many of you were there. You were there last October defending the encampment in Oscar Grant Plaza. You were there last November 2nd with 50,000 others when we blockaded Wall Street on the Water, the Port of Oakland. And you were here on Sproul Plaza a year ago tomorrow when we faced off with riot police in order to defend our First Amendment rights in public education. And the thing is, we won, and we won big. For the first time in 10 years, we managed to fight off a proposed fee increase that would have increased tuition by 81% over 4 years. We won because we built a movement in the streets and because we refused to consider our struggle in isolation from broader issues of social and economic inequality in our society. That's why the university sent the riot police in when we began to erect tents. Those tents symbolize our connection to the unemployed and the working poor, to victims of home foreclosures, to the homeless, to communities of color and the undocumented. But last year was just a first glimpse of the work that lies ahead for those of us who are committed to fighting for radical equality. And now is the time to do it. We cannot rest on our laurels because there is so much more work to be done. We've staved off the most recent round of austerity and the tide is turning. So now is the time to push our advantage and go on the offensive. We must fight for free public education for all, from preschool to graduate school. University in which my students are able to develop their intellects and creative thinking capacities to their full extent, free from the burden of needing to work 40 hours a week on top of their studies, or the need to take out tens of thousands of dollars of loans in a bad economy. I want a university whose student body reflects the diversity of the state of California. Affirmative action and access to the university must be central to our struggle for public education. I want a university that respects its workers. This coming year, most UC students will be entering into contract negotiations with the university. After years of pay freezes, furloughs, layoffs, and cuts to pension plans, it is crucial that students support the struggles of overworked and underpaid campus workers. It is not right that GSIs are paid poverty wages and that pensions for our lowest paid campus workers like janitors are being cut while UC executives receive outrageous annual bonuses. It is not right that dependent health care coverage is out of reach for most students and class sizes continue to grow. I want a university that is governed democratically by students, workers, and faculty instead of corporate CEOs and Wall Street billionaires. In the long term, co-governance is absolutely essential to transforming the system. In the short term, we must work to build a student union, unafraid of organizing and mobilizing students to stand up to the administration. By fighting for a free, accessible, just, and democratic university, we are also fighting against the pervasive sense of alienation felt by so many students and workers on our campuses and in our society. When the system is set up to force us into constant competition with one another and constant fear of poverty and indebtedness, how could we feel anything other than alienated? By standing here together today, by building a movement together, we begin to build a new university within the shell of the old. we begin to cultivate the alternative values of community and solidarity that we so desperately need to move forward. UAW 2865, the UC Student Workers Union, stands in solidarity with all students and working people, and we are eager to continue our struggle together for the kind of university and society that we all deserve. We will see you all next week in San Francisco at the UC Regents meeting. And now we're going to take you on the shortest march in the history of the UC student movement. So who's ready to march? Who's ready to march? All right, so what we need to do is we need everybody to form up behind the folks with the banners on this side of Sproul Plaza. We're gonna go on a very short march, and we're gonna convene a general assembly in the lobby of Wheeler Plaza to talk about next steps and how we move forward. Thank you very much.